Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, August 16, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Interfor has announced a $30 million expansion on the heels of its Somerville, South Carolina sawmill purchase from WestRock. Also making headlines last week, Columbia Pulp CEO is going to be retiring, and Canfor is opening a mill after a two-week closure. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, August 13th at 43.53, up 148 points or 3.5% from the August 6th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 7-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 0.8%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Veritiv, gaining 29.5%, followed by Boise Cascade, up 5.2%. The biggest decliner for the week was Resolute Forest Products, closing down 5.6%. Over the past year, Veritiv has been the top performer, up 370%, and the deepest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, down 19%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 40%, while the PM40 is up 40.3%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Interfor Corporation to invest $8 million to restart De Quincy, Louisiana sawmill. Interfor Corporation will reopen an idled sawmill in southwestern Louisiana, creating 170 jobs at the facility. Governor John Bel Edwards and Interfor announced that the company's plans to spend up to $8 million to revive the old Georgia-Pacific sawmill at De Quincy. The new workers will earn an average salary of $62,000 plus benefits, according to the governor's office. Here comes a quote, quote, Louisiana's lumber industry is one of our most profitable agricultural exports, and the market for lumber is red hot right now. Edwards said in a statement praising the investment. He praised it. Interfor, one of North America's largest lumber producers, recently bought the facility after it was shuttered in May of 2020. The mill has an annual lumber production capacity of 200 million board feet. The company said it plans to restart operations in the first half of 2022. Quote, we greatly appreciate all the support in getting this mill back up and running, said Bruce Luxmore, Interfor's senior vice president of southern operations. He said this in a statement.
The state said it will give the company a property tax break and tax incentives for creating high-paying jobs with benefits, and will also help the company with workforce training. Dayline Memphis, Tennessee. International Paper completes sale of its Kidzwin mill in Poland. International Paper announced that it has completed the previous disclosed sale of its Kidzwin pulp and paper mill and supporting operations to Mayer Melnoff Group. The business has approximately 2,300 employees with an annual capacity to produce 740,000 metric tons of folding boxboard, uncoated free sheet, specialty craft papers, and market pulp on four machines.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dateline, Delaware, Ohio. Greif, price hikes on the way. Greif Incorporated announced that it is implementing a $70 per ton increase for all grades of uncoated recycled paperboard, also known as URB, and an 8.5% increase on tube and core and protective packaging products. The uncoated recycled paperboard increase is effective immediately with new orders and shipments on or after September 30, 2021. This is in addition to the $50 per ton increase implemented on July 26, 2021. Man, that's a lot of price hikes. The tube and core and protective packaging products increase is effective with shipments on or after September 24, 2021. This is in addition to the 6% price increase implemented on August 6th of 2021. These price increases are in response to continued robust demand across the Greif paperboard network and ongoing cost pressures with raw materials, labor, and transport. That is their reasoning for these price hikes.
And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers, it just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Popritella Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
Dateline, Atlanta, Georgia. CatchMark Timber announced that it has completed the sale of 18,063 acres of prime Oregon timberlands, known as the Bandon property, for $100 million in cash, or approximately $5,536 per acre, to Roseburg Resources Company. The property had been purchased in August of 2018 for $88 million or $4,916 per acre. The company recognized a gain on the sale of approximately $23 million. CatchMark Timber increased its guidance for full-year net income to a range of $13 to $17 million to reflect the sale, but has not made any other adjustments to its full-year 2021 guidance. CatchMark had harvested approximately 80% of its targeted full-year 2021 volume for the abandoned property by transaction close. Dayline, Duluth, Georgia. Verso formed special committee to evaluate Atlas offer to purchase company. The board of directors for Verso Corporation has formed a special committee to evaluate an offer to purchase the company. At Verso's second quarter earnings conference call, which is last Friday morning, Randy Niebel, Verso's president and CEO, said the special committee is made up of two non-executive parties and disinterested parties and retained independent advisors to evaluate the proposal from Atlas Holdings and any other options Verso might have. The committee then will then make a recommendation to the Verso board. Niebel said Verso will not comment or disclose anything else at this time. In July, Atlas Holdings LLC filed a proposal to purchase Verso Corporation for $20 per share in cash. Verso responded, confirming it had received the unsolicited proposal and said it will talk with its financial and legal advisors to carefully review the proposal to determine what's best for Verso and its stockholders. Verso said there is no assurance that any negotiations would happen, much less a sale. Atlas Holdings is a Greenwich, Connecticut-based private equity firm that owns and operates 23 manufacturing companies, including a concentration in the pulp and paper industry. Atlas has been an investor in Verso for almost 4 years and offered to buy Verso or a majority of its shares several times between late 2017 and December 2019. Verso rejected those offers. Once the special committee makes its recommendation to Verso's board, the board would vote. If they decide to sell, the deal would also need to be approved by Verso's shareholders. If Atlas ends up acquiring Verso, the sale would include the Wisconsin Rapids mill that shut down last year, as it's still a Verso property, but it's too soon to tell what Atlas would choose to do with that mill. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee. International Paper announces spinoff name and board of directors. International Paper, it says, is proud and pleased to announce the name of Sylvamo Corporation as the name of its global paper spinoff, with headquarters planned for Memphis, Tennessee. The name Sylvamo speaks to the company's connection to trees and highlights its roles as a steward of sustainable forest. Sylvamo combines the Latin words for forest, silva, and love, amo. The company leaders translate this unique combination as love of forest. How nice. Sylvamo, currently a subsidiary of International Paper, will be governed by a 9-member board with 8 independent directors. John Michael Rabieras, Senior Vice President of Global Papers, will serve as the company's chairman and chief executive officer. Sylvamo will employ approximately 7,000 colleagues in Europe, Latin America, and North America. As you might recall, in December 2020, International Paper announced plans to spin its global papers business into a separate, publicly traded entity in late 2021, which is starting to happen. The spinoff is subject to final approval by the International Paper Board of Directors. And we'll be back right after this. Attention papermakers, the agenda has been released for Specialty Papers U.S. 2021, coming to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and being featured online November 2nd and 3rd, 2021. Like the 14 years before, this year's program, put on by Smithers, has been carefully designed to outline the latest developments in the paper industry. The 2021 theme is Specialty Papers in the Modern Era, Uncovering Emerging Opportunities and New Applications. For more information, look for the ad, along with the promo code on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Ritalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Things are different in 2020. How do you reach prospects in a world defined by keeping your distance? What is the effective medium for conveying your message and building your business in this new era? Paprietello Publications has been developing the very expertise you need now for 15 years. Check us out at paprietello.com. That's P-A-P-E-R-I-T-A-L-O.com. Paprietello.com. Look at our media kit and then come talk to us.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, South Carolina. Interfor announces a $30 million expansion on the heels of its Somerville, South Carolina sawmill purchase. Interfor Corporation said on August 11th that it'll spend $30 million to expand its sawmill in Somerville just months after acquiring the facility from WestRock Company. The expansion, designed to boost production capacity, is scheduled for the completion by the end of next year, and it will help position the Somerville mill for the future and ensure it remains competitive throughout the market conditions for many years to come. This is according to Bruce Luxmore, Interfor Senior Vice President of the Southern Operations. He had this in a written statement. Interfor bought the Somerville mill for $59 million in February, when it also announced a long-term chip and biomass supply agreement with WestRock's paper mill in North Charleston. The company did not say whether the expansion will create new jobs at the site. The Somerville mill produced 125 million board feet of lumber in 2020, and a new permit will allow Interfor to increase that production to roughly 2 million board feet. Dateline Dayton, Washington. Columbia Pulp CEO Begley announces retirement. John Begley, who had been the CEO of Columbia Pulp LLC throughout the local private company's 8-year existence, announced his retirement effective September 3rd. Columbia Pulp Mills process agricultural waste, converting it into pulp and biopolymers used in sustainable manufacturing of tree-free paper and packaging products. Begley led the company through its initial inception. He spearheaded the financing, design, construction, and 2019 opening of the 140,000-square-foot mill at Lyons Ferry. He had also guided Columbia Pulp through the COVID-19 pandemic, which forced the mill to suspend operations for a year. The search for a successor is underway, with Columbia Pulp's chief restricting officer, Tyler Montague, assuming the CEO duties in the interim. Dateline Vancouver, Canfor Mill reopens after 2-week closure. Canfor opened its Houston mill on August 9th following a 2-week shutdown caused by rail system bottlenecks and other problems in southern British Columbia owing to a wildfire outbreak there. The transportation problems resulted in a backlog of lumber that could not be taken to waiting markets easily, and so Canfor closed the mill there and shuttered operations at its other Canadian mills until such time as things cleared up. Authorities, for instance, had ordered that trains move slower through dry areas to reduce the chances of sparks being created, which could then lead to possibility of fires. Canfor's other mill in Plateau, which is just west of Vanderhoof, is scheduled to open on Monday, August 16th, which is today. In all, the closure of Canfor's mills resulted in a production loss of 115 million board feet of lumber. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.